Hi, everyone. Welcome to Miami Loop Podcast. I have two very special guests today here with me, Dr. Bobby and Emily. Thank you so much. From Recover, I should say. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming and sharing with us.
Thank you for having us.
No, it's my pleasure. So yeah. Before we get started, I want to do like a little snippet, a little introduction as to what Recover is. So do you want to just describe it really quickly?
Yeah. Recover is a one-stop shop, a recovery lounge. It's geared to healing people, you know, whether it's, you know, injuries, whether it's mentally, spiritually. We're here to make everybody a better person, better athlete, better in their occupation, just all together so they could, you know, feel better and perform better.
Right. Yeah, that's so cool. It looks amazing, by the way.
Thank you.
Feels like it's been there for years, but from what I understand, it hasn't. It's fairly recent, right?
Months.
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 My gosh. You guys have been working so hard.
Nonstop marketing, you know, just being with the people, giving value to the people. And it's just word of mouth. And, you know, the work that Emily and I have done is just compounding right now.
Right. Well, I have so many questions for you. So let's start at the beginning. How was Recover born?
Well, Recover was born. I just started doing concierge, you know, house calls. Mm-hmm. I was pulling up with my table, treating people. One thing led to another. I started working with, you know, IndyCar drivers. Even worked on Jordan Belfort, Wolf of Wall Street. And then from there, it just kept going and going and going. And I got this opportunity. We got this opportunity to open up a lounge, that's what I wanted, a sports lounge within Boxer Gym. And I had a conversation with Emily. Emily was working in the ICU, as a RN. And I said, hey, if we're going to do this, we got to do this full out. Mm-hmm. We got to be a legit one-stop shop. Like, I don't want no one else to go for any other services as a professional athlete. And then, you know, she put in her 2 weeks and we started this Recover Lounge and we're compounding. Yeah. So
how did that feel, Emily, to put in those amazing 2 weeks?
Yeah. I was looking forward to it, counting down the days.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, the ICU is a tough place to be.
I can't imagine.
Yeah.
The level of stress that you must have been under.
Yeah. We have people's lives in our hands, multiple people.
Right.
We have administration, you know, on our butts, you know, trying to make us work harder. They don't pay us. And it's just too much stress for one person to handle to be taking care of people's lives. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I want to take care of people's lives in a different way because I wasn't getting any rewards. Like there was nothing happy coming out of there. Yeah. Only with like the burn patients, but other than that, like I wanted to make people feel better every day, not just, you know, give medications and, you know, go on the computer and chart and all that stuff. I love sports. So I just wanted to make people perform better, feel better that way. I want people to see a different perspective when it comes to recovery, not just, you know, stretching, because that's what people usually think of when it comes to recovery. No, it's a broad aspect of things. We have an array of, you know, machinery, an array of different tools that we use to have people recover properly.
So. I'm one of those people that think it's just stretching. So I'm ashamed to say. Can you clarify as to what a proper recovery would entail?
Yes.
So it really depends on the person, right? It's very client-centered.
Right.
What I like to do, I do something called scraping. In scraping, I analyze to see, you know, if you have any adhesion, scar tissue that might be, you know, causing certain problems, you know, tightness, pain. And with that, it gives me a story of how, you know, your body is at that moment in time. And, you know, I would put a recovery prescription more so, you know, hey, you should be stretching. Yeah, you need to be seeing me this amount of times a month or once a month. I advise you to actually start doing infrared sauna or the hyperbaric chamber, whatever it may be. But
that sounds so cool.
It's very client centered. I can't really give a basis of what it is, but I would say that, you know, doing stretching, doing compression boots, doing the infrared sauna on a daily perspective is really important. Foam rolling, that's super important just to keep your body up to date. And then you right. come see me and we do like a, I call this a quote unquote oil change, and you know, where I make sure that the maintenance is up date and that your tissues feel good and you're performing well.
If this is like the first time someone is going to seek out this kind of help, what would you say to them? Like, what would you advise them?
So I would definitely put like, I have a membership, you yeah. know, I have this membership where, you know, they come in and they try all different types of services. And depending on, like I said, what they have, we'll kind of say, hey, you should do this, you should do that. But the most important thing is that you do get your, you know, you do get your sports therapy session with me. Right. Super important. So, you know, like I said, it tells me a story and it tells me where you should go as far as, you know, what you need to do for recovery. And, you know, she would do an IV. She does her IVs there.
Everyone needs an extra little bit
a
of
little boost.
Hydration in their system.
Yeah.
Vitamins and stuff like that. So she looks at those symptoms. And, you know, if you're feeling groggy, you're feeling tired, you know, all, you know, it depends what they come in with. She'll design
really
a cocktail.
Tailor it to the patient.
The client.
The client.
Yeah.
They're not sick. They're
right.
This yeah. is this is actually health care.
Exactly.
In the hospital, it's sick care.
Yes.
We're not preventing anything in the hospital. We're actually just, you know, fixing the problem.
Right.
But here, we're actually preventing the problem from actually happening.
I love the way
so
you put that.
So this is prehab, not rehab.
Yeah.
It could be both, but we're more geared towards prehab.
Yeah. Really taking care of your wellness and making sure it's well.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's one of those reasons why we don't take insurance, because mm-hmm. it's like insurance, you need a diagnosis, you know?
Yeah.
And we're not trying to gear our services toward that, you know. We want to make sure we're preventative. We're making yeah. sure your tissues are fine. You're stretching. You don't have the low back pain. It's not working up the kinetic chain, you know?
The low back pain. Just reminded me.
So, yeah, that's our type of way of doing things. It's more of a European type, you know, preventative
right.
medicine type
business. Do you, now that you mentioned European, do you feel like our culture hasn't really embraced like that positive healthcare, Emily, like you mentioned, that like we wait kind of like until things are really bad before we seek out help?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it all comes back to capital. These businesses, they make right. a ton of money off of you being sick and off of you being hurt. So, yeah. I'm okay with being the bad guy, you know, against the, you know, those type of businesses that are leveraging your sickness, your tightness, your scar adhesions, and all the stuff that are just compiling your body and making you pay a fat bill for it. We just want to, you know, embrace that culture of preventing things. And when it comes around, you know, if something does happen, we'll heal it right away, because it's a small problem.
Right.
At that point.
Right. Yeah. I hadn't thought, I mean, obviously, I think everyone's aware, but until you said it, hadn't really clicked how convenient it is for everybody to profit off of people being sick.
I kind of have firsthand experience.
You would
that.
Know. Yeah. Right.
In the ICU, you pay thousands of dollars to stay there overnight.
Right.
We give a whole bunch of medication. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But we're not really like fixing that problem right then and there, because it takes time with these medications. And who knows, maybe these medications are just masking the symptoms. Maybe they're not really getting better.
Right.
And then maybe you still need to keep that regimen of those medications. So that's how, you know, pharmacies and insurances, they get their money, because we have to keep going and going, keep taking and taking these medications.
Yeah.
So it's kind of unfortunate, because here in America, we wait until mm-hmm. we're sick to go to the hospital, or we wait to seek help. We don't really maintain ourselves throughout right. our lives. We just right. wait until something happens.
Yeah.
And we're here to educate you guys that you don't have to wait. You can actually, you know, maintain yourselves, stay healthy, stay active, and you don't really have to wait until you're sick or wait until you're injured. We need to take care of you before that.
Right. So. Yeah. Yeah. perfectly said. What are your client demographics? What kind of people do you see?
So my audience, our audience is, I would have to say anyone from 18 to around like 50 years old,
that's 55 years old. That's good news. People are not waiting, you know, they're starting as young as 18.
Right. Or they start to feel tight, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, and we're within Boxer Gym and, you know, there's a lot of functional workouts and mm-hmm. exercises that are happening. Some of these people can't partake in those exercises because they're so tight and they feel it, you know? So they come and see us and like, hey, I want to be able to do this.
Right.
You know, and me, my background as an occupational therapist is that I want to make sure that I am able to help you get to where you need to go to as far as your needs and wants.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we'll take a plan and we'll, you know, help you get to that point. As far as that upper spectrum of, you know, 40 to 50 years old, even sometimes 35 to 50 years old, we see that. But we do get a lot of athletes, you know, professional athletes, MMA, NBA, mm-hmm. NFL, IndyCar, even private office guys, you know. Guys who, you know, control big corporations and stuff like that are sitting a lot and, you know, having a lot of meetings. And so even breaking those habits both ways, where not tearing down your body, like not to tear down your body so much, you know, and try to incorporate some recovery, and telling the people that have those private office, you know, businesses that, hey, you need to actually start working out a little bit more. And so you don't get so sore and hurt yourself in the process because you're so tight, you need to do recovery. So it comes from both angles.
That's so cool. Because I thought you would just tell me you had athletes, right? Because when you think about something so tailored and specific, you think only athletes are aware of its benefits. But that's so, so awesome that you get people from all over, different types of occupations and professions.
Kind of shining a light on both aspects, you know.
Yeah.
Like I said, with those people, with the private office guys, you know, posture, mm-hmm. tightness, just, you know, sitting like this all day, tightening your back, your your inner back, your low back, your hamstrings, and you start to get a sciatica. And then, you know, once it's already there, they're already like, okay, I need to do something about it. And once, you know, God willing, they come to me, I'm able to tell them, hey, the origin of the issue is not your back. It's actually your hamstrings or your calves, because it all works from the bottom of the foot to your neck. It starts getting tighter and tighter and it works up the chain.
Until you're in so much pain.
Until it hits your low back. That's when people start to realize it.
And they're like, wait, I have a problem.
I have a problem. I can't bend down. I have, you know, like some nerve issues, like a nerve is compressed because it's so tight pushing on that nerve. Yeah. So usually it's by the time it gets to the back, they seek
that's
help.
That's when they realize. They tap out. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's unfortunate. But I'm glad that you guys are there to explain to us how important this is. Because I think for a lot of us, it's like, oh, it's no big deal. You know, we just brush it under the rug and you keep going until you're stuck on the couch for like half a day because you can't move.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How did you figure out this is what you wanted to do with your life? Not to sound so dramatic.
So I was in the hospital, in the ICU. I didn't really like it at all. I would mm-hmm. come home complaining. Oh, I don't want to do this.
Right.
Oh, I think I should go back to school and do something else. And while I was working, Bobby was, you know, at home. He was thinking of ideas of like how he can get me out of this predicament. And then he came up with a recovery lounge.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I want to have this. I want to have that. And then one day it just all came to life. And we, you know, came up with a name. He came up with it. It was very creative of how he came up with it. And then we just came up with a proposal. We told, you know, the owner of Boxer Gym, oh, we want to put a recovery lounge in your boxing gym. And what better place can we put a recovery lounge in a gym, you know?
Yeah.
So all that happened. And now, you know, we're here.
Here we are.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, congratulations, guys. Yeah. This is amazing.
Shout out to Mateo at Boxer Gym.
Yes. Very smart man for recognizing the amazingness of this. Is that, if that's even a word, I should know But that's even a word for recognizing how awesome and what a great fit.
Great fit.
Right? Because you do your workout and then you don't even have to leave.
No.
You don't have to be like, oh, I have to go to an appointment. You're right there. They get taken care of and that's it. Can you share the story of how you came up with the name?
Yeah. I was a member at Boxer Gym. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just being there every day, working out 12 o'clock every morning, I was always thinking about like, okay, how am I going to go from number one? How am I going to go from going to people's house to an actual location? Right. That was always like the next step for me. So I started thinking. And I'm just looking at this name and seeing the culture being built at Boxer Gym. It was like a family.
Yeah.
And the audience that they cultivated was all quality people. I mean, people in tech, musicians, DJs, athletes, all types of people that were in that facility. And then I'm like, huh. So I started looking at the logo and I've always, you know, there's a McDonald's movie and they always said the reason why McDonald's is, you know, has that ring mm-hmm. to it is also because its name. So I've always thought the name had a big thing to do with it.
Right.
So I started looking at Boxer and I was like, B-O-X-R, that's how it's spelled. Mm-hmm. So I started messing with what I was going to think about putting it as a name or cover. I started messing with the letters, taking out letters, and I was like, R-E-C-V-R. And I said, RECVR. Then I pitched that at my friends. And what do you think about RECVR? Oh, I love it. Recover. Yeah. So that was the way that happened. It was because just being around the Boxer culture, it inspired right. me to bring out that name.
That's so cool. That's really cool how that happened. I love when things somehow align and make sense. You know what I mean? When you were just looking for this and all of a sudden you... Like everything just
aligned,
like a puzzle, all the pieces come together.
And that was before I had the name RECVR before we even got the green light to be in Boxer. I was going to people's homes like with the name RECVR, right. like recover, you know? And then I went up to Mateo. I was like, hey, I want to do this. Like, let's do it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, a couple months later, we're here and we're rocking and rolling.
That's amazing. What has been like your favorite experience so far with the business? Your most rewarding, I should say.
Well, I think every day we are rewarded because everyone's reactions after Bobby worked on them, after I put in an IV, even after they got out of the cryo, the infrared sauna, everyone has had an amazing experience so far. We haven't had one bad experience. Just because we're tailoring it to that person, mm-hmm. we know exactly what they need. So I think them just reacting in a positive way has been very rewarding for us.
Right.
And that's been an everyday situation.
Yeah.
So that's good for me because when I was in the ICU, I had no reward.
I was going to say, it must be such polar opposites, it's, right?
Yeah, completely opposite.
My gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went from people dying to now people living even better.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
I saw the whole
spectrum. I'm being able to tell you because they build a relationship with you. Like, oh my gosh, I feel so good now.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because in the hospital, unfortunately, once they leave, like you're never going to see them again.
If they make it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. yeah. If. Big if.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you?
For me, the most rewarding part is how we're able to package a ton of value mm-hmm. and give it to our clients.
Right.
And for them to just be like, oh, I can't live without this no more. Like, this is a part of my regimen. Mm-hmm. That to me means everything. Everything, like every single bit of it. Because my purpose in life, I feel, is to provide value to everybody and anybody around me.
Yeah.
You know? Whether it's, hey, you know, you guys should link or, hey, you know, this could benefit you. Right. So in my business, I get to control, hey, like, I want to give this value to you guys. I know other businesses are charging that per service, mm-hmm. but I'm going to give you a package every month for you to use, right. you know. So it's for me, it's all about, you know, the value I give them. And mm-hmm. I see them coming in and out through the Recover Lounge and they're benefiting, they're moving better and. You know, I get thanks and appreciation from it, but Yeah, just really giving that value.
Yeah. How was that journey to go from just like your profession to now taking care of the business side of things? Were you always like business oriented?
Bobby was definitely more of the business savvy person.
Yeah.
I'm more of like the backbone, supporting it, you know, bringing in new ideas, bouncing it off of him. Mm-hmm. But he was definitely more of that business person because he used to read a lot of books and he still reads books on like stocks and investing and all that stuff. So he definitely took that knowledge and ran with it to put it in our business. So it's definitely helping out.
Yeah. A lot of it came from stocks. So during COVID, I was reading like an audiobook and a mm-hmm. paper book every week, two books a week. So during that time, I was learning, like I said, about stocks and how to evaluate other people's businesses. Right. So I developed this strength of evaluating someone else's businesses and what makes them profitable and not profitable, mm-hmm. or to at least have a path to profitability.
Yeah.
So doing that, I was doing well because I saw these big markets growing, you know, the vegan market growing 30% a year, the green movement, you know, growing, you know, everyone getting out from gas to electric and all that. So I saw these big areas like the metaverse. So I started evaluating other people's businesses. I said, wow, I'm doing well in the market. I think my calls are pretty on point. I need to put this into my business.
Yeah.
So after COVID, there's this big trend. People wanted to take care of their bodies.
Yeah.
More. Yeah. So I also brought that big, you know, trend into my business that, hey, take care of your body. This is a way to do it. So that business aspect mm-hmm. was a way to, you know, funnel that into my own business. But we still do both, you know, to answer your question even more. We treat and we take care of the business because it's only us two and for some time till we get the right personnel because we are really, really big on quality.
Yes.
We will not.
And it shows.
It's big for us. Big for us, you know? So until we find that quality person, quality RN, quality massage therapist or doctor of occupational therapist like myself, then we'll make that move. But it's all about quality and value.
Right. How do you find or have you found the balance between work life, business life, and your regular lives? No.
No. At least for me, I was very, very big into aesthetics and, you know, being in shape and stuff like that. And I'm starting to get back into it, but mm-hmm. I have that obsessive trait to me where I'm going to focus on the business and provide value.
Right.
And then everything else is after that.
What, are you a Virgo?
I'm a Leo.
What day is your birthday?
July 27th.
Oh my, it's coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm surrounded by Leos. My husband's a Leo and one of our girls is a Leo.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it similar or?
Very, very, very obsessive, like goal oriented, like.
I won't stop till it's done.
Like, yeah.
And Emily's Aquarius, so it's like, it's a good, it's a good balance, you
it
know?
It works out.
She tells me to slow down.
Right.
Relax.
She reminds you.
She reminds me.
Yeah.
But I always have the goal in sight. You know, so.
Yeah.
But like that's really me now. I'm trying to have time, block out time. I'm working out Thursdays at least now. Before it wasn't. Right. But you know, it's.
How ironic, right?
Yeah.
That you're providing the service for people and you weren't having any time to like take care of yourself.
Because I want to take care of the people.
Yeah.
And I know that, you know, I still stretch and I still do all those things that I preach about, but working out, you know, I'm always working on people as well. Mm-hmm. So sometimes after 7 clients a day, you know.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I'm kind of exhausted.
Yeah,
but
it's intense.
But I'm providing value. So that's
everything. And you're happy.
Happy.
You're
happy doing it.
Yeah.
It's more of a mental therapy for us.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Even though we're not recovering like physically, we're still recovering mentally knowing that we're doing good for the people.
Right.
So that's all we want. We're here for everyone. We just want to make everyone feel better. Mm-hmm. Everyone's happy. So that's our goal.
Yeah. Definitely. I was going to comment on your customer service. It's everyone is so happy with the what you guys provide. It feels like it's more than just going in for their, you know, their appointment or whatever. It feels like it's like a small community that they belong to, you know, yeah. And they're proud of belonging to Recover. Right. How did you not manage? That's not the right word, but how did you figure out that your customer service was going to be so stellar?
Honestly, like I'm a very observant person. Mm-hmm. And for me, my biggest attribute for me is that I listen. Mm. And, you know, whether it's someone coming, you know, to work on their body, I'm also working on their mind. Yeah. You know, like, hey, I'm having this issue. How do I do this? How do I go about that? Because at the end of the day, I'm a therapist. Mm-hmm. Right. So I'm working on your body, but I gotta earn your trust for me to, right. You know, put you in different positions so I could work on you, for me to, you know, trust my word, what I'm saying. So it's a lot of that, you know. Yeah. So alongside, you know, leaving treated, you're leaving with new ideas of how you could adopt and, you know, conquer different right. problems that you might have encountered that you've opened up to me during the session. Right. So just that they're able to, you know, feel better. You know, so it's, yeah. And it's a little culture. It's a culture that's growing that we're trying to shed a light on that. Yeah. You gotta work on your body. If you want to stay in the game, if you're an NBA player and you're 35 years old and you want to add, you know, 3 more years, which could be $3-5 million dollars extra added to your bank account.
Right.
You got to take care of your body. That's yeah. going to come all around. Your family's going to be better. Your family's going to be happier. You're going to provide more for them, right. You know, just because you took an hour out of your day just to recover. Yeah. So it's a culture that we're building.
It has a ripple effect.
Yeah. That's a ripple yeah. effect.
Yeah, for sure. That's so cool. I love what you guys are doing. And I said that to you privately, but it needs to be said because I just think it's so amazing. You're helping people not just feel good physically, but like you said, there's that mental aspect to it. And even with you, Emily, I'm sure when they sit there for their IV, it's like a little therapy session.
Of course. I'm always there talking to them.
Yeah.
I don't just put in the IV and just leave. You know, I get to know them. I don't want to just, you know, just put a needle in their vein.
And walk away.
Just let the fluids flow and that's it. No.
Right.
I want to get to know you. I want to, you know, make conversations with you. Mm-hmm. I want to give you advice if you need any advice.
Right.
You know, so it's just like an overall like yeah. mental and physical recovery place that we want it to be. It's not just go in and go out. People right. actually sit down and just spend time with us. They don't yeah. even come here like...
Because they feel so good. Yeah. I'm sure they don't want to leave. And you're like, hey,
right.
I got other clients to
right.
see.
Right, right. It's a void. Yeah. It's a void in their day that, you know, they're adding recovery, you know, mm-hmm. in that timeline of their day. So, right. so important. And for us to earn an hour or 2 hours, sometimes 3 hours for some people, to earn that in your day, that shows us that, wow, you know, number one, we got something going. Mm-hmm. As far as, you know, a company and not even a company, culture.
Right.
It's a culture, like just like boxers or cultural movement, taking care of your body, taking care of you first is a cultural movement that we're trying to push.
Yeah.
So
and it's a very necessary one. It's not just like, oh, it's so fun.
Right.
No, this is a big deal. It's for everybody's health. Yeah. And the fact that you're providing a space where it is fun. It has that fun, relaxing element. It shifts the perspective, you know, it's no longer like this thing I have to do. It's like, oh, I get to go, you know, do this for myself.
Right.
I get to go take care of myself. Yeah, I think that's.
And starting the day off like that with a win like that, like
oh
I took
gosh,
care of me.
Yeah.
Where all of us, we're constantly giving to the people.
Right.
You know, and I think a lot of people, they wake up, go to work, give to people. Give mm-hmm. to people, give to people the energy. So then you start losing, if you think about it, like in a cup of water, you yeah. start losing, you know, liquid in that cup, you know, because you're giving, giving, giving. Right. So when are you going to refill? And that's where we're trying to shift that perspective. Right. Take care of yourself first.
Yeah. Take care of yourself. Yeah, that's first. Like, you know, that proverbial example for the airplane. You know, if something happens, you got to put the mask on yourself first, right, before you can help other people. And it's so true. But it's so hard for us to come to terms with that, right? Because we're always like, oh, I'll be okay. Like, let me take care of you. Let me handle whatever it is that you have going on.
Right.
Yeah. Especially for business owners.
And your value is going to be so much better to the people you see later on the day. Because why? Because
you're not grumpy anymore.
You're not. Your value is so much more, you know? And it's actually not selfish, you know, to take care of you first. Because if you take care of you and all the concepts that you learn and all the improvements you made into yourself, you could shed that onto someone else.
Right.
They could learn something. They could skip steps, you know, in their business journey. Obstacles. I don't say steps. Obstacles within their business journey. You know?
Exactly. Talking about business, I want to explore a little more the business side of things. How has that road been so far?
Definitely a learning experience.
Yeah.
Big learning experience.
I can imagine.
My dad, he's a business owner as well, but I never really saw like the back end of how he built his business and all the stuff you have to do to build a business, like all the certifications, like the EIN number, tax ID, and all that stuff. So now that we're doing it, it's like, okay, I see all the hard work that you need to go through.
Right.
I see all the little things that you have to do to make that business legit. You know, there's a lot of, you know, businesses out here in Miami that just say they're a business, but they don't have like all the back end stuff. So I see all this, like, it's definitely been like a long road, but we're still learning and we're still implementing. It's not just about the back end. It's about also providing a business for the people.
Right.
So we're trying to run it and we're trying to give it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're doing pretty good.
I think you're doing more than pretty good. I think we can put excellent in there. Yeah. I think you guys got it down. Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of our business struggles at the beginning was more trying to weed out the personal stuff, right? As a therapist, we get personal people, right? And you sometimes have to have that limit where it's like, okay, like we gotta like switch conversations, or we gotta like, I don't want to give advice on that, like, you know, because it could impact your business. Because then once you're too personal with someone in the business realm, they feel like they feel that sometimes they feel entitled, like they deserve that.
I know exactly what you mean.
And early on, we want to give that customer service. We want to, you know, we want to give that experience. So we had to learn sometimes we have to tone it down, because in a chart, if we're looking at a chart, our personal problems were causing us to dip a little bit.
Yeah.
We will learn and then we will skyrocket again.
Right.
But trying to weed out the personal stuff, you know, that's what really, and where she's my fiance.
Yes.
So that's an interesting concept, right? Like, how do you guys work as a team? And you guys are, you know, and I always tell people it's kind of hard, but it's kind of easy at the same time, because I'll preface, you know, during business hours, 9 to 9. I mean, 9 to 9.
It's a long day, you guys. Yeah.
9 to 9, Monday through Friday. She's my business partner. Outside of that, she's my fiance.
Yeah.
You know, 9 to 4 on Saturdays, she's my business partner.
Right.
After that, she's my fiance.
Yeah.
So, you know, and it the first thing, 9 to 9, Monday through Friday, is to take care of the business.
Mm-hmm. How do you navigate business disagreements as a couple?
Communication.
Yeah.
Definitely, that's been a huge part. Communication is everything, especially when you have a business with your significant other.
Mm-hmm.
So I think just talking about it, coming to terms and agreements, and, you know, understanding his point of view, understanding my point of view, and kind of like piggybacking off of that and coming up with a resolution has been a really good solution for us every time we have any sort of disagreement. So communication is everything when you're a business partner with your significant right. other, for sure.
Yeah. I would have to agree with that. Yeah.
Definitely
it's,
agree.
Yeah. It's, do you find that it's, well, you said it was difficult and easy both, but do you find that it's more easier than not to work, to share this together?
It's easier for us because back to, we spoke about before about horoscopes, right? Mm-hmm. I'm a Leo, she's an Aquarius. Right. So it's like a match made in heaven. We're yeah. super balanced for each other. Right. So she sees that point of view. I see that point of view. She understands me. I understand her.
And sharing the vision for the business, mm-hmm. I'm sure, you know, because you uphold that to its highest value. So then that way you can both, that's a common ground that you can always come back to. Like, this is what we wanted.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's so special to travel that journey with someone that's a little more than just a business partner. You know what I mean? Because they care a little extra.
Right. Yeah. And you could trust them.
And you can trust them.
So days where I have to leave and go market, I feel totally right. comfortable doing so because I know it's Emily the nurse that's, you know, she's there and she's holding it down.
Right.
And she's providing great value for the people, you know, and I can go and, you know, go to these places. And like I said, I don't feel stressed out. Yeah. So that's a good,
right.
good thing to have.
Your baby's in good hands mm-hmm. when one of you has to go off and, yeah. and do something else. Yeah. Right. Yeah. What are your future plans for Recover? Can you share?
Yeah, the future plans definitely is to be the top distributor of sports recovery lounges. Mm-hmm. I wanted to make it where it's impossible to open up a gym without Recovery. Impossible.
You would see several.
Several.
Yeah.
Several. I want to make it like, you know, if you don't have Recovery, your numbers actually hurt right. as a gym owner.
Right.
You got to have Recovery and you have to have it done correctly because we are the gold standard. Of recover of sports recovery right. lounges. So you're gonna see a lot of people try to embody what we do. Mm-hmm. But we know that we are the monopoly in the industry, that we're the head people within the industry and we control that. And we're just gonna continue adding value. And that's what's most important, to add value and to make sure that the gym is benefiting off of the recovery aspect of it. You know, having Recovery there.
I have to say, I love your business mindset, but what I just think is incredible is how in everything you've talked about, you always bring it back to all these different points, which is people and everyone involved. You know, like you're making sure everyone comes out feeling a winner, if that makes sense.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. And I just... That's like, you can't beat that. Like I always say in every relationship, everyone always has to feel like they're at an advantage, you know? And if that's how people feel, that's it. Like you have a winning recipe.
Right.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, if you give value to these, you know, if, for example, Boxer Gym, right? If we give value, a lot of value to them, or even Blends, which is a smoothie shop within Boxer Gym, we give value to them.
Right.
They're going to cultivate more business, which in essence is going to help us too.
Exactly. Everyone.
Is,
you know, simultaneously enjoying it. The benefits. Yeah.
So I come from playing team sports, basketball, and everybody has their niche. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, if you have a niche and you do it well, you're going to go a lot further than trying to do everything yourself. Yes. And that, I hate to say it like that, but it's very Miami-esque.
Yeah.
To do everything. I can do everything. No.
We all suffer from that a little bit. Like, yeah, I'll do that myself.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And even a business perspective, that's kind of like, oh, you can do that too? Oh, you can do that too? Mm-hmm. Oh, like, I don't think it looks the best, but when you're niche.
Yeah.
And you build on top of your niche.
Right.
It looks cleaner. You go further along, you know, yeah. the road.
You saying that, it reminds me of... And there's a book, I forget the title, but I'll link it for people if they're interested. by this rabbi who's, I'm sorry, I forget his name too. But what I remember is he wrote about, the book is basically the Bible on money, like, monetary gains. And he was saying how people really need to focus on their expertise.
The richest man in Babylon?
No.
No?
That was not it. Maybe. I don't know. No, I don't think that was it.
No.
But when it comes to me, I'll tell you.
Right.
Like 2 days from now, I'll call you. I'll be like, hey, mommy, that book was at 12 midnight, like, randomly popped into my head. But the point was that he was talking about pretty much what you just said. If we focus on our strength and making that strong, we can then let people be experts in other areas, and everybody can.
Everybody,
you know what
wins.
I mean? Like, because especially, like you said, I'm in Miami. We're like, I can change the oil of my car. I can change my tire. And there's a difference between being, you know, self-sufficient and just wanting to, like, encompass everything. And they just become, I don't know, to me, it just doesn't feel like you are really putting your time where it serves best, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if my strength is to, I don't know, put gas in the car, I'm going to go have someone else change the oil so that I can focus on my thing. I totally screwed up that example, and I'm sorry.
No, that example was actually... No. I'm going to add to that example. Because if you're really good at putting gas in the car, you're going to be able to save cents for that consumer because you put gas in the car that good.
Right.
So now your strength, looking from the top as a business, you provide value to the consumer.
Right.
Because you can pitch to that consumer, I can save you cents because I'm the best at putting gas.
And now gas is super expensive. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I don't know how to put gas. So that...
Miami Lit, we got a new business.
Yeah. We'll figure something out because we all... Dang, that gas is so expensive. I get so upset every time I got to put gas now. Ugh.
I avoid it. I put like $20 every time, hoping that next week it would like go like half.
Yeah.
Save money.
Yeah, I've tried that. And then like 3 days later, I'm back at the pump like, dang, that was not enough money. Like, that took me only 2 blocks away. I got to come back. Oh, unless I get like an electric car. But we'll see. We're sorry for the bunny trail. What advice would you have for people that are thinking about becoming business owners?
Always be genuine in the business that you want to do, because if you only have money in mind, it's not going to go well for you. That's one thing that I've seen.
That is such a good one.
Yeah. That's one thing that I've seen and experienced myself, like going to like different restaurants, going to different businesses where they're trying to upsell you and they're not really being genuine.
Mm-hmm.
And like, let's say the food comes out and like, you don't like it. They're like, oh, okay, but it's already out there and you know,
you gotta eat it.
You gotta eat it basically.
Yeah.
So always be genuine. Always love what you do, because if you don't love it, you're not going to provide that premium experience that people are looking for.
Right.
So that's genuine and basically number one in having a business for sure.
Yeah.
Adding value.
Right.
Like, I as redundant as it sounds, adding value. If you're able to give value to the people and to the people around you, you're in essence, you're very valuable.
Mm-hmm.
And the more valuable you are, the more relevant you'll always be.
Right.
You'll always be relevant, like, because you're super valuable. Right. So that's, to me, that's everything.
Yeah.
Because I'm not selling you no more. It's loaded with value. It's so the offer is so stupid. You shouldn't even say no to it. You know.
Right.
So that, and then being authentic always,
mm-hmm.
being genuine, because when you have those who value in being authentic,
right.
and people see it and it's transparent, because you know when someone's selling you.
Yeah.
Like you know it.
Yeah.
This guy's trying to sell me.
Right.
And then it goes back to your you know what are you doing? What's your vision for your company?
Mm-hmm.
Are you trying to make money? Or are you trying to change lives?
Right.
So that's the difference. So.
Right. Have you ever had the experience where something happens and you're like, oh, should I throw in the towel? This is too tough. Or you've like questioned, like, what am I doing?
Yeah. Our first location was actually in Doral.
Mm.
And we were, I won't say names or anything, but we had a... our business partner, we're subleasing space, and I was 30 grand in the hole prior to going to Boxer Gym. I was going to launch Doral and in Midtown at the same
simultaneously.
It was actually, it was like God sent that happened. It was a good lesson, you know. I learned a lot from him, himself, the way he moves, how he does his personal branding. I give a lot of aspiration toward that. But I'm going around the bush. But yeah, I learned that I can't move too fast, even though I want to move a certain type of speed. I can never try to be like, I'm going to hit this goal because I'm going to hit this goal. No, like, you got to really feel it out, you know? So that happened. I was 30 grand down.
I can relate to that.
You know?
Yeah.
So I was 30 grand in the hole and I had to figure stuff out. I had to work. That wasn't even enough, you know? I had to even, you know, get some type of loans, you know, from people, you know? And from one point to another, I just started providing value. And
what kept you going? What kept you saying, okay, one more day? I'm gonna stick it out one more day.
I have a really good support system.
Yeah.
I have a really good support system. Mateo, owner of Boxer, he's magnificent. Daniel, my creative director, he's magnificent. Johnny, the owner of Blends. Emily, you know, obviously left unsaid, Emily, she's been there the whole time.
Yeah.
But like,
I can tell you guys are such a good team. Oh.
The night that happened, I was like, listen, one door closes and the other one opens. Just know that when this door opens, it's going to open. Like, there is no closing this door.
Right.
And then from that day on, it's like, it was go time.
Yeah.
And we haven't stopped.
Do you think it's normal to have those moments of doubt when you're a business owner where you're just like, this isn't, you know, I don't know what I'm doing. This isn't going the way I thought it would go.
Yeah. And that's why you got to have that support system.
Yeah. To push you through.
Like, even I left someone else out and he was very important to me as far as hearing me out and keeping me going is Maurice Azir, one of my best friends. Mm-hmm. I would call him every day. I was like, hey, I don't know what's left. I don't know what to do.
Right.
I don't think I could do it. And for me to say that, it takes a lot.
Yeah.
It takes a lot for me to say it.
You're a Leo, so I know. I know. When a Leo says that, you're like, the shit has hit the fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are neck deep into it.
Yeah.
Because you guys are very like positive, like, let's go.
Right.
We got this.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'd call him every night as well. And he kept me going. Then we started opening the doors. Then once we opened the doors and people started coming in, then it was like, hey, it's go time. Yeah. You know, got to play all roles.
Right.
I have to be the salesperson. I hate to say salesperson, but I have to be the person on the floor.
It's a business.
Yeah. But salesperson, I feel like for me, doesn't really vibe with me. I'd rather be the person that tells the people about the value that we have.
Right.
You know, and just getting it out there.
I understand what you're saying because you're not selling a product. It's a lifestyle. You're reminding people it's okay. And it's not, it's more than okay. You need to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
It's not just that it's okay. We need to do that. And like you said previously, if COVID showed us anything, it was that we really need to
take care of our bodies.
Remind ourselves that this is, you know, it's a big deal. We have to take care of ourselves. Yeah. Yeah. I'm at a loss for words, and this doesn't happen often, but you guys are like hitting it out of the park, man.
Thank you.
You're such an inspiration. I'm sure that so many people your age or older like me are just going, okay, this is good news. People are making it happen.
Right.
And they can get inspired.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Can we talk about your shirt?
Oh, yeah, sure. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Billionaire in the Making. It's a group started by Mateo. I don't know how much I could share of it, but I'll give you a little.
Don't get in trouble.
I won't get in trouble. I'm not. But it's a group where we work on mindset, and where we try to, because mindset's everything. Like,
yes,
you know, if you think like a millionaire, if you think like a billionaire, you're only going to move in that direction. Mm-hmm. If perspective is the key, right. How you see things. You know, like I could have saw that 30 grand hit as an obstacle, but I saw it as like, I wouldn't have been able to do both at the same time either way.
Yeah.
I would have been able to provide value at Boxer Gym.
Right.
The same way, you know, if I was at both places. So.
Right. Like, I can't even like imagine how you would have done that, because it's just two of you.
You see the stories.
He's like, these are the hours that you'll be working over there, and these are the hours you'll be working over here. I was like,
that's how we were going to do
it. And it's not like the commute is.
Right
there. Right. We're talking about like an hour long commute if you're lucky, because we know Doral's intense with their traffic.
Yeah. So it's like those meetings where, you know, this person might have this story, that person might have this story, but we all learn from each other, adapt into our business, and we apply it right away. Right. And that's what's the most important thing, is that we read a book. Like I my biggest strength is that I read.
Yeah.
I read and I apply. I love
that you said that.
I read and I apply. Yeah. It's everything to me. I just read this book. The title's Go Giver, I think. And it's about this guy who he built his business off just giving. Mm-hmm. And some people don't want to do it. They don't want to give things for free.
Right.
But that's how you provide value. That's how people see your value up front a lot of times, and get that compounding to happen. So it's like stuff like that. I'll share key things that I've learned, that I've read, that I've applied, and maybe shed light. But again, this group was put together by Mateo, where we all share experiences and we grow.
You know that cliche of like, it's so important who you surround yourself with. I just think that's a perfect example, because you guys have created a group where you all can exchange ideas, have each other's backs, whatever it is that you need to do, and you have a space to do it, and people that you trust. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And grow.
Exactly. That's the key, right? It's to get better every day.
And we're not antagonizing each other. Like, just to share an exercise, we looked at each other's strengths and weaknesses. I have tons of strengths, but when I want to write my weaknesses, I'm like, it might be that. It might be this.
Is that a weakness, that you can't see your own weaknesses?
Now I
feel like that's my weakness.
That's a good point, though.
Right? I'm like, I don't have any. You know that interview question, like, so tell me about your weakness. I can't. I'm awesome. It's a joke, people. I feel like we were going to be like, this lady's crazy.
But yeah, no, I would say for me, it's been a thing that I've gotten more comfortable with. Mm. I that's just the way I am.
How do you feel about asking for help?
Me asking for help?
As a business owner. Not in your personal life.
Can be hard. Definitely be hard. But everyone needs help. You can't do it on your own. Right. Like he said, he's been able to do this because he's had a great support system. Mm-hmm. And we definitely do have a good support system for our business as well, not just for our personal lives. Right. And, you know, as business owners, we need definitely a good support system that, you know, they're educated, they can gear us the right way. They've been through it before. So I definitely think that if you don't ask for help, you can go down that rabbit hole. But once you break that ice and you're more comfortable with asking for help, then you can actually learn more from that than not asking at all.
Yeah.
So. I feel uncomfortable to ask for help, but I'm always receptive. Mm, me too. If you're willing to do something, sure. That's fine. But I think that's a weakness, right?
We found my weakness. I have trouble asking for help. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a weakness. Like, because you'll wait. I'll wait till the end.
Yeah, until you're like,
there's no way out. I gotta ask for help.
Neck deep into it, and it just feels like a black hole.
Yeah,
and then that's when you're like, I need help. You know?
Yeah.
But even though I have trouble with it, I do understand that it's so important, especially in business, to say, you know, I need this and see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of like raising a child. It takes a village, right? So it takes a village to grow a business. It's not just you.
You're so right.
So it's the people that are, you know, wanting your business and the people that are in the business. So both sides, they both help and grow that business into
and
what it needs to be.
And even the people, like the village, right? There's people that are in your business that benefit from your business and that could collab with your business. So it's like looking at that too. It's like a whole ecosystem, like we spoke about, like, okay, this person could benefit from my business because I've cultivated a unique target audience that is affluent with athletes and stuff like that. Maybe this person could benefit from it, but could also provide value back to the people. Right. So it's always about providing value back to the people.
Would you ever do business consultancy?
I think maybe, yeah.
Like down the line?
Down the line. Probably. Yeah. I do it for free either way.
I was going to say, like, you already do it. Right. So, I mean, that's another hat that you can wear.
Yeah. We were actually talking about that the other day. It's like once we open up, like, more recovers and we have that system down packed perfect, we eventually want to help people open up their own, like, little that niche of recovery.
Yeah.
So
that would be amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be so cool.
Yeah, business models are, I would have to say, within business coaching, I think I would be best at constructing a business model, a profitable one.
You're passionate about it.
I'm passionate, yeah.
I can tell.
I like
your eyes light up.
Yeah. I like to see people win.
Yes.
I like to see people win.
And that's so satisfying when you like help someone and they achieve whatever goal they have and you're like, okay, that's... I had a little part of that.
I had a little seasoning in that.
Yeah, I put like a little grain or something in there and look how it flourished.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's one of the things I miss the most about teaching.
Is to see the like it's year from year.
That like growth and like you said, see people win.
Right.
There's nothing like there's no better high than to see someone like achieve what they set out to do when you're like there cheering them on. Like, I told you could do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause it's all, like I said, again, mindset, right?
Right.
Like I'm from Kendall and there's nothing wrong with Kendall. I'm not bashing.
It's not the hood.
It's not the hood. It ain't the hood.
But we were told. We're kidding.
But I'm not bashing Kendall, but sometimes there's a mindset around that like what I'm doing right now, people back in Kendall are saying, how is he doing this?
Right.
What? Like NDO champ coming in and doing a skit with me, this and this and this.
Yeah.
But I how do you put this? Like, I am that, you know what I mean? Like
we put limits on ourselves.
We're not supposed to.
We think that like, unless you were born, you know, with a certain last name or in a certain family, you can't achieve certain things.
No, that's why it's important to be niche and grow to be the best in your niche. Right. I am the best recovery doctor in the South, in the whole United States.
Heck yeah.
I am the best. Yeah. And I believe in that. So in doing so, I carry myself like that and I cultivate the best around me.
Right.
You know? So if I kept that mindset that like, oh man, like there's a window, I can't do this no more. Oh man, I guess I have to work at Baptist Health. Oh man. No, there's no shame in that, but like
no, I there's know. So it's much more. The way you said that, it was funny.
You know?
I feel like sometimes when you're a business owner, every time you hit a certain roadblock, it's very common to go, oh, I gotta go back to, you know like gotta, whatever.
You know?
Yeah.
So, and then again, we're creatures of being comfortable.
Yes.
So for someone making 50 bucks an hour, 40 bucks an hour.
No worries.
No worries. No. What is it? 401k, this and this might be great. But I see the other side of it. I want to do something different.
Right.
And I think, honestly, I could do more, get paid more as well by providing that much value. It's not about getting paid, but at the same time, if someone is driven by getting paid more, you could get paid more if you have a good, if you have good morals, right, and you're authentic doing it too, you know? So it's like this, like,
do you think everyone should be business owners?
It's not for everyone.
It's not for everyone. The starting up is not for everyone. I don't think
it takes a certain amount of like grit.
70 hours a week playing all
to be able to pull through. It's tough. It's so hard.
Yeah, just, I mean, my schedule is around 70 hours a week. We clean, we market, we treat, we have meetings. It's nonstop.
It's not for the faint of heart, for sure.
No. Yeah. No. Unless you have some investor that's willing to put in money until you break even.
How do you feel about failure?
I have learned that if you fear to fail, then you will fail. So fearing failure is a mindset. You have to know that with everything that you do, sometimes you're going to fail. You're not always going to win. But you don't see that failure as a loss. You see it as a win because you learn from that failure.
Right.
So if you see it that way, that you're actually winning along the way and not just failing, then it's going to take you to where you want to be. And that's what I've learned.
Yeah. Perfectly said.
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree. Never fail, we learn.
Yeah. Do you have trouble, not necessarily with failures, but like, for example, when this was up and coming and you thought, I guess, with disappointments. Do you have trouble with disappointments? Like you thought, okay, this is it. And then it wasn't it. And then you're like, okay, I'm going to work a little harder. And then this is going to be it. Like, we're going to make it. And it's not. Like, how do you keep that, I guess, that hope that is going to keep going with everything?
Because we're super niche and we're working on our strengths and we're doing what we know and we're providing value.
Right.
So we will never go out of business. We'll never have that issue because, again, we're not providing something that's fake.
That's you believe in what you're doing.
I believe in what I'm
doing.
And
it speaks for itself.
Right.
Yeah.
So if anything, like, there's a disappointment, it's because we didn't plan all the way.
Right.
And we weren't prepared for it. Or we're doing something that's totally out of scope that we have no business doing.
Right.
That's where disappointment comes.
Yeah.
That's it. But if we stay in our lane, we do what we do and we do it the best way possible. We're only going to grow.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I'm so excited for you guys. I can't wait to see like a recover by my neck of the woods.
Yeah.
That it will.
I'm looking forward for real.
You never know.
Never know.
Oh man. Now I'm like, oh man. Okay. I'll have to keep my eyes open for that
We'll give you a heads up.
An exclusive.
I'll give you
a heads up. So you both grew up in Miami. You just mentioned you're from Kendall. Mm. We see our city going through so many changes. What do you guys think about these changes?
Changes in what sense though?
Well, we've seen it grow. We've seen it acquire a much better reputation, right? Like now everyone wants to come here. Now it's not just for like the flip-flop wearers of the world.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like we've achieved a new status as far as cities go. You know, we're no longer like, oh, that place down there where you go to the beach.
Right. It's become the tech capital.
Yes.
It's become the crypto capital.
Yep.
All these different trends that are coming to Miami, and also we're going through a green movement, you know, where businesses, the city needs everybody to go electric. So there's a lot of things that are happening and fast.
Yeah. And so fast.
You know,
People
want to stay younger, longer, you know, the anti-aging movement. So all these different type of trends are all cultivating Miami, especially Miami, because, you know, the taxes, New York, L.A. coming down here. So we're seeing a lot of different people. Right. And I think it's all for the better, you know, to make our civilization a better place, you know, a better system, you know.
Right.
But I think Miami has a lot of growth happening, and I think it's a good time to be an entrepreneur as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a great time. It's a great time to be an entrepreneur.
I agree.
Like all these people that we're meeting at the gym, because it's basically a network hub.
Right.
It's like, it's amazing because we're all like intertwining within each other and we're all bouncing ideas off each other. And there's so many great ideas that can be made with all these great minds that are in that gym. So definitely a good time to be alive for sure.
That's so, I had a friend of mine say that to me the other day. He was like, there's no better time to be a human being than today.
Even though there's a lot of negativity going on in America, but it's going to happen. Negativity is going to be there every day. There's not one day that we're going to be extremely positive, but it's all about mindset. It's all about perception, how you see things. So if you just keep that good mindset and you have a good perception of how you view yourself and the world, then you're ready to attack the day. Good.
For sure.
It's going to be great.
So I always ask about a favorite book. Do you have a favorite book that you want to share with us?
One on trends, you know, big trends that are happening in the next 10 years. It's the future is faster than you think. That's one. And I have another one for business.
Okay.
Business and kind of routine, and that's 5 a.m. Club.
Okay, that's on my list. Yeah. I haven't read it yet. That's on my list.
5 a.m. Club. I have it in
Do you wake up at 5 a.m.?
I lost that part of the routine, but the steps in the 5 a.m. routine, I'm getting that back because I feel like my personal routine would only make my business better as well and my value to people even better. So like I said, I have that obsessive trait of just focusing on the business, but I am going to get back to that 5 a.m. club.
Because you guys, your day ends at 9. That's pretty late.
That's why it's a little bit hard for us.
Yeah. So it would make sense for you to adjust that time frame.
Probably to like 6:37 around there.
Yeah.
Probably do that.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
I think it's definitely different for everyone.
Right.
For that book. So if you have like a 12-hour day and you have to work like 6 days a week and they're all 12 hours, then you just have to get the principles that you learned from that book and make it your own way. It doesn't have to be.
Adapt them to your real life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The idea is to have stillness. That when everybody's asleep, when the cars aren't moving outside, you're able to hear your own thoughts.
Yes.
And I think that when you wake up at 8:39, you can't hear yourself.
Right. The world's already moving and it feels like you have to hop on the wheel.
Yeah.
You know? You have
to get going.
You got to get going and there's no time. Yeah.
And if you can't think.
I need to get back to that.
Yeah.
Once summer ends. I'll get back to it. I can't right now.
No,
it's,
I get
it's
it.
It's impossible.
I get it.
With kids.
No, right.
And they're like, it's summer. So they go to bed late and then forget it. I tried, and shout out to my friend Bertha, because we were doing 5:30 workouts together, and I totally dipped. I was like, listen, I'll see you after August. I can't do this. I'm dying. I'm like 5 hours asleep. I can't do it.
But then you're done with you know, your personal needs by, what, 10 o'clock?
Yes.
9 o'clock?
Well, one of the things I love the most was, like, going in to work out, and it's so dark and quiet. And then just seeing the sunrise through the doors and walking out in the sun out. And I'm like, okay, I got this.
Got this.
I'm ready for today. Yeah, exactly. I got my win for the day. So I'm definitely going to read that book and I'll get back on track.
Little by little.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Just meditate for like 5-6 minutes in the morning before you get to work. Stay in the car, you know, hear yourself breathe. Right. And maybe like listen to a podcast, motivational, if you need motivation that day and just, you know, breathe through it and relax.
I do audiobooks.
Yeah. Audiobooks are so amazing because you just, anywhere you are, you just listen.
Just pop it on and apply it. That's it.
Right. So you said one of your clients was Jordan Belfort.
So yeah, I did a
Have you read his book?
No, I only saw the movie.
Okay.
But I went and did a house call for him and, you know, worked on him. Yeah, that was a very unique time, you know, for that to happen. Right. You know, when stuff like that pops up, it gives you indicators that you're on the right track.
Yes. And I think that's such an important thing for business owners. When little things like that happen, then, like, you know, like, okay, this is, like you said, you're on the right track. You're doing something right.
Right. If Jordan Belfort called me.
Exactly.
If, you know, one of my good friends is DJ Stevie J. If, you know, these things are popping up and it's like, well, who's the person, you know, like, who am I then?
Right.
You know? I'm not just a regular therapist, and I'm not even like, that's a thing. Like, we can't even put these categories on ourselves. Like, mm-hmm. I'm just a doctor in therapy. Like, no, you're not. Like, you're an entrepreneur.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And entrepreneur, like, that's broad. You know what I'm saying? And there's no limits to being an entrepreneur. There's a limit to being a therapist. You're just a therapist.
Dang.
You're just a therapist.
I'm going to have to quote you on that one too.
You know?
Yeah.
Right? No, I'm an entrepreneur.
Right.
I'm someone who innovates. I'm someone that changes the game. I'm something that when people look at my business model, they're like, I want something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
If I just stuck to being a therapist, there'll be no IVs.
Yeah.
There'll be no adding value. There'll just be me and my table.
Exactly. But you had a vision for more. That people need.
That people right? need.
That's key. That people need. Emily, did you share a book? No.
I didn't because I don't really read.
Okay, how about a film? Do you watch movies?
I do.
Or a show?
Or a show.
You probably don't have time for TV.
Watch TV.
Yeah.
Like, maybe if... Like, we've been watching the Obi-Wan Kenobi from Star Wars, like, those new Disney TV shows.
Right.
Which is the other one that we're looking at right now.
The Boys, Mrs. Marvel.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
So, they're not really, like, you know, they're not, like, meaningful, but they're more for entertainment.
Yeah, they help you relax.
Yes.
Which you need, because after those hours that you guys are putting in...
It's something to look forward to.
Yeah, for sure. No, I get that 100%.
Yeah. I think if there's something that you have to look forward to, like we just saw the new Thor movie from Marvel.
Oh my gosh. So I haven't seen that. Did you guys watch? Sorry to interrupt you.
No, you're good.
What is it? Top Gun? Did you watch it?
No, I did not. We're very hardcore Marvel fans.
It's so good, you guys. You need to watch it. And you need to go watch it in the theaters. It's so good. It's like
a lot of people have been saying that
impressive,
but I didn't see the first one.
You don't have to. And you want me to tell you something and people might like not agree with me, but it's better than the first one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Way better than the first one. And you don't need to have watched the first one to kind of get the grasp of what's happening at all. Yeah. Yeah. You should go watch it.
Okay.
And Tom Cruise, we advertised your movie. <I'm
kidding>. Shout out to Tom Cruise.
No, he was so good. So it's incredible. Yeah. And you'll definitely get that like entertainment feel.
Like an exhilarating experience.
Yeah. Yeah. It's for sure meant to be watched in the theaters. Okay. For sure.
We'll watch it for sure.
I actually think we're going to go back and take our kids. Because they've never experienced anything like that. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, obviously, they've been to the movies. But something like that, you know, like, what was, I think, oh my gosh, what's that movie with the blue people?
Avatar.
Thank you. Avatar. I think that was, like, the last one that I can recall that was, like, that, like, immersive, intense, where you want it, you know, see it in that setting. So.
The new one's coming out at the end of this.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. Yeah, I'm excited. We're definitely going to go see that. But yeah, you should go see Top Gun.
We're going to do that. Yeah. Something to look forward to.
Yeah. It's all about how you fill your life, right?
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you so much for being here and sharing. And what's the easiest way for people to get in touch with you guys?
Through our Instagram.
Instagram, right?
I am RECVR.
Yeah. And we'll make sure to have all that stuff linked so they can reach out to you. Can they pop into the gym or do they need an appointment?
They could pop in and we'll take them a tour throughout the gym, which is like a museum.
Yeah.
We a lot of paintings. We support other artists there. So it's a very unique. It's not the normal gym.
Right.
Because we're entrepreneurs. We have no possibilities.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm excited to see everything that you're going to accomplish. And I'm so grateful that you guys are here. Yeah.
And thank you for sharing
so much with us. And keep having a killer podcast.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that. And to everybody listening or watching, thank you so much. You know, like we always say, time is the top currency. So the fact that you spent it with us, it's so meaningful. And we hope that you enjoyed today's episode. Make sure to reach out to this amazing team for all your recovery needs. And we will see you next time.
Thank you guys
Thank
for
listening. Thank you.
Chase your tail.